Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump said he represented the citizens of Pittsburgh, that's a U.S. city, not Paris, when he announced the U.S. withdrawal from the historic climate agreement signed in the French capital. Meantime, U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt says Mr. Trump's decision to pull out of the Paris climate deal was courageous.
Exiting Paris does not mean disengagement. In fact, the president said yesterday that Paris represents a bad deal for this country. It doesn't mean that we're not going to continue the discussion. To export our innovation, to export our technology to the rest of the world, to demonstrate how we do it better here is, I think, a very important message to send.
Pruitt did not respond directly to a question about whether Mr. Trump believes human-caused global warming is a hoax, as he did during his presidential campaign. Pruitt did acknowledge that global warming is a real phenomenon that humans actively contribute to in some manner. Speaking at the economic summit in St. Petersburg, Russian President Vladimir Putin joked about allegations that Moscow was involved in computer hacking during last year's presidential election in the U.S. or colluded with aides to President Trump before he took office. U.S. intelligence services say Russia hacked the U.S. Democratic National Committee last year to harm the campaign of Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, a person Mr. Putin despised. The U.N. Security Council has increased international pressure on North Korea to give up its pursuit of a nuclear bomb, adding 14 individuals and 4 companies to its sanctions list. There is growing frustration in the international community with North Korea for its continued defiant behavior. This is VOA News.